Have you ever come across old people's home for four-year-olds on ABC TV where they take preschool students to an aged care home? Well, that series has inspired Little Wanda's Early Learning Centre in the Riverina to organise weekly visits to the residents of Wagga Wagga Community Aged Care Centre. This intergenerational activity has been an absolute success with a positive impact on both the young and the elderly.
So, are we all ready? Have you got shoes on?
Yes.
Vests on?
Yes.
Have you washed your faces after morning tea?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then we're going to go line up at the door. Can you find a friend? Hold their hands and line up at the door for me, please.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Can I have your attention just for a quick moment, please? What an exciting turnout today. What we might begin with is going around the circle and saying our names. So I'm Sarah.
Graham.
Graham.
Jenny.
Hello, I'm Nolene.
Alice in Wonderland.
Gloria.
Nora.
Nora. And yours?
Annabelle.
Annabelle.
Leray.
Lorraine.
Dorothy.
Asha.
And Spider-Man, what's your name?
Harvey.
Peter.
Nice to meet you, Peter.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Peter Pumpkin Eater. What were you doing today?
Oh, giving them a hell of a time.
Every week you have the kids coming in. What do you love doing with them?
Oh, they're a lot of fun. They don't run away from you. They're not frightened or anything, you know. They're just the kids as they are. They sit down, they get up, and then they run around again and run me off my feet.
And what are some of the things they say to you that's interesting?
Oh, they always come up and just say normal little things, you know. They don't use big letter words like you and I would and that, you know. But they do have to say, you know, book, 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 you know, and what can you do? But it's good. I enjoy it. If they don't like it, well, they can tell me not to come. But I wouldn't stop because they are lovely, you know, and I enjoy them.
So is this part of the week that you look forward to?
Yeah. It always makes me happy because I'm involved in it and we clown around and we mess around and no one pushes one or anything like that, you know. We have a good time. And that'll cost you $25,000, thank you. And I'll give it to the kids.
Hi everyone, I'm Sarah. I'm the wellbeing coordinator at Aged Care Wagga Wagga. Today we had our intergenerational activity, which was where we had children from a daycare centre come and visit the residents.
And what was the reason for why you started this program?
One, it's always great to have a bit of a divide and variety in our activity program, and the intergenerational activity was missing. So I got together with some colleagues and my team and we brainstormed and thought it would be a great idea to implement into our program here.
And was there anything that you were inspired from when you started the program? Or
absolutely, there were plenty out there. In my previous role, there were all the craze about, you know, the SBS and ABC program going on with aged care or nursing homes for four-year-olds, and it was great to see such an impact that they both had on both sides from the experience, and I wanted the same for here.
Yeah. And what difference have you seen with your residents in their behaviour or anything that stands out after having started this program?
They're actually a lot happier. I think a lot of them, having had children themselves, relate to this experience quite a bit, and it brings out really beautiful and positive you know, reminiscing moments and memories for them. So generally a lot happier, especially it reduces isolation. So when people hear that Little Wonders are coming, they come straight out, and it's just great to see them interact. Even if it's not always that they're doing something physically, it's, you know, emotional. It's a really special connection that they all share.
Yeah. And what about the families of the residents? What do they think of the program?
They think it's fabulous. And of course, everyone, as soon as that program had come out, and everyone was always suggesting it, as soon as they saw me, they're like, oh, are you doing this? Are you doing that? I'm like, yes, we're getting into it. We've planned it. Now we're just going to implement it. And here we are. We started back in February. So we've been going quite a few months now. When we tell them, especially if they're a new person or a new admission, we always let them know that this is what we're doing. And their eyes light up because, you know, they love children. And even just watching them, they love it. You know, I think a lot comes out of it, and especially to be able to have such a connection, especially with the community, is important.
So with some of the residents, if there are any that have challenging behaviours, do you see a change in theirs when the kids come along?
Actually, yes, we do. So we have a memory care support wing here, which is divided into two wings, and we allocate half an hour for each wing to come out and interact with the children. Of course, you know, behaviours are generally unexpected. You never know what to get. But generally speaking, they are so much happier, they are calmer, and they are usually quieter. They're not as they're not feeling as disrupted or, you know, distracted or feeling the need to, you know, be unusual or feel that they need to yell out or do their, anything around what they're already experiencing in terms of behaviours. So it's really great to see. It's a positive impact on them. They know what's happening, and if they're not coming in, we just try and make sure everyone knows what's going on. But yes, generally speaking, they look always so forward to the Monday.
Hi, my name's Erin. I'm the preschool teacher and educational leader at Little Wonders Early Educational Centre. All the families are happy for their children to go. We have a lot of families who are asking for us to do this on another day as well so that their children can also attend. All the residents around there love to attend and love to spend some time with the children.
What benefit do you think it brings to the children? Is there anything that they say to you or the parents say to you?
So the children love building the connections with the residents. They love going around there and doing activities, especially when a lot of them have beautiful relationships with their grandparents, but their grandparents are so far away. So this allows them to have those connections. We also have a few children here who have got family members and family friends that are actual residents around there. So they're able to touch base a little bit more regularly with them too. So it's beautiful to keep those connections going. For us, one of our parts of our philosophy is building connections with our community. So to be able to do those regular connections and be part of our community and not just say we're part of a community, but for the children to actually be able to build those connections and recognise the community we live in is amazing.
Hello, my name is Leah Ray.
Hi, Leah Ray. Nice to meet you. What are you up to today?
When I grow up, I'll be a helicopter. Because I'm going to be in the helicopter.
Oh, wow. So maybe you want to be a pilot that flies the helicopter.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what are you doing here today?
I read books.
Yeah? And is that your favourite thing to do when you come here?
Yeah.
And do you also play games?
Yes.
Yeah, what games do you play?
The Hokey Pokey.
Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nice meeting you. Thank you for having us. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you. We'll take you into the...